Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, a senior fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving the management of government. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Jonathan Perlin, the Undersecretary for Health in the Department of Veterans Affairs. In this job, he's also the CEO of the Veterans Health Administration, or VHA, which is the largest integrated health system in the U.S. Good morning, Dr. Perlin.
Good morning, John. It's a delight to be able to chat with you this morning.
Thank you. And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Vernicia Lee. Good morning, Vernicia.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Perlin.
Good morning.
Let's ask our first question. Can you tell us about the early history of the Veterans Health Administration and its mission and how it became a world-renowned leader in healthcare?
Well, this is a great time to answer the question about the history. In fact, this year, July 21st, we celebrate the 75th anniversary of what is now the contemporary Veterans Health Administration. In fact, 75 years ago, Herbert Hoover signed an executive order proclaiming a dedicated health system for the care of veterans. More recent history was really shaped after World War II, but the true recent history of VA was shaped in the last 10 years. Our conversation this morning is about transformation, and just kick it off by saying we are not your father's VA. We are a new VA that uses state-of-the-art technologies and look forward to not only celebrating the past, but a very exciting future.
That's interesting. Can you tell us about some of the major programs and services of the Veterans Health Administration?
One of the greatest things about VA is that our mission is so clear. Our mission is derived from President Lincoln's second inaugural address, wherein he proclaimed the country's responsibility to care for those who shall have borne the battle. And this is really our key. We have one mission. We care for veterans. We care for veterans. And the Veterans Health Administration actually has four statutory missions. The first is patient care for veterans throughout the country, for illnesses or injuries that are acquired during service, or for the other issues that veterans who are eligible for using VA care may have. But we also are the largest contributor of graduate medical education in the country, collectively training over 80,000 health professions trainees a year through affiliations not only with 107 medical schools, but 1,500 schools of health professions. We're also a large research organization. We do research that is meant to improve the health and well-being of veterans. And we have a nearly $1.7 billion research program in basic sciences, in clinical sciences, trials of new medications and those sorts of things, in health services research where we critically examine how healthcare is delivered, importantly in the area of rehabilitation so we can help veterans achieve their maximum function. And finally, our fourth mission is to work with the Department of Defense and provide backup to the Department of Defense and, in fact, to the country during times of emergency.
Thank you so much. VHA is just a very large organization. Can you provide us with a few facts and figures, the number of employees, your budget?
You know, VHA is the nation's largest integrated health system, and the numbers are somewhat staggering. There are 25 million veterans in the country. Today, there are 7.6 million veterans who are enrolled and eligible for care through their enrollment. And in any given year, about 5.2 million patients will come to us for care. We deliver that care across the country through 1,300 sites, and that includes over 170 medical centers, over 870 community-based outpatient clinics, 207 Veterans Readjustment Counseling Centers, or VET centers, a variety of other long-term care programs, and also home care programs and telehealth. Our workforce approaches nearly 200,000 persons. There are 58,000 nurses, 14,500 doctors who work for us directly, plus another 25,000 doctors who are faculty at 107 of the nation's medical schools, and another 35,000 residents who are doctors in training who are licensed but completing their training who are also part of an additional workforce. So on top of that 200,000, there are approximately another 100,000 health professionals, 140,000 volunteers. So all told, nearly 450,000 people who come through VA in any given year. And the budget that provides care for veterans is approximately $30 billion.
Wow. But you were appointed Undersecretary for Health back in April of this year. Could you tell us what you see as your role and the responsibilities of the position of the Undersecretary for Health?
My first role is that I'm the chief advocate for veterans' health. We have really made it our specialty, our expertise, not only to understand military occupational health, but the health issues of veterans. And this really divides into two groups. First, there are those things that are directly attributable to service, the unique experiences and exposures of serving in the military. And then there are those things wherein veterans reflect the health issues of the broader population, challenges of aging successfully, the challenges of chronic illnesses, including, by the way, obesity and diabetes, something that our secretary, Jim Nicholson, is very passionate about, making sure that our nation's veterans, in fact, all of our nation's citizens, are as healthy as can be. And so advocacy for the veteran, for veterans' health issues, responsible management to make sure that these really substantial resources are utilized as effectively and efficiently, quite simply, as I like to characterize it, provide veterans with safe, effective, efficient, and compassionate health care.
Well, what positions have you held previously, and how did they prepare you to become an undersecretary?
Well, I feel very fortunate to have had a variety of positions in training. I'm not sure that anyone really has specific preparation for a role with the dimensions I mentioned, but I feel very fortunate in training. I'm an internist, which is a specialist in internal medicine, in my clinical training, and in fact also have a PhD. I did research in molecular neurobiology, and I also have a Master of Health Administration, which is like an MBA directed toward the business of healthcare. So I feel very fortunate to have had that formal training. Most recently, before I became Undersecretary for Health, which required senatorial confirmation and following a nomination by the President, I had served for about 14 and a half months as the acting Undersecretary of Health and was very, very good on the job training. Prior to that, I served for 2 years as the Deputy Undersecretary for Health. And I think probably most important to my preparation for this role is that I was hired into VA Central Office by Ken Kaiser about 7 years ago to lead the Office of Quality and Performance in developing performance measures to help with VHA's transformation. We measure, not only pervasively, some would even say obsessively, holding ourselves accountable for high-quality outcomes.
That's great. That's a really fascinating background. How is VA becoming the leader in understanding and providing services uniquely related to veterans' health? We'll ask Dr. Jonathan Perlin, Undersecretary for Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs, to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.